This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy. So many good things to get in today.
Ooh.
We'll just debut some of them now, and we will go back to them later in the show.
Good.
I just have one question before you start.
Yes, sir.
One question. How safe are our bridges? Thank you.
Be afraid.
Thank you very much. You knew it was coming, but now it's all you're hearing.
Yeah.
Because news people do that.
That's why it took me 5 hours to get to work today.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go way out of my way so I wouldn't cross a bridge.
Avoid them.
Yeah. And also, I'm doing that thing now. I only make right turns.
Very smart.
You're safer if you only take right turns.
That's true.
It's clinically proven.
That's right.
Till further notice, only take right turns.
Mm-hmm. And no bridges.
No bridges at all. How safe are our bridges?
Not.
Why are you asking that question? Oh, because a bridge collapsed. Oh, that's right. And people got hurt and killed.
Uh-huh.
You know, you didn't hear anything about it before, did you?
That's
nope.
Right.
Nothing.
And, of course, in the great state of Minnesota now, they've decided to check all the bridges.
That's probably a good idea.
Isn't that a good idea?
That's good, but only in Minnesota.
Right.
Because that's where one happened to break.
Well, that's where they break, Don. That's
they right. break in Minnesota.
History's proven
that. Pixie. Okay, so here's Paula.
Welcome to Paula time.
Here is Paula Abdul attempting to do a promotional announcement for dogs.
Oh, good.
All right.
Okay. If you're a dog lover,
mm-hmm.
Here she is,
trying to get through this.
Animals are, ready? Animals are extremely important to me. I can't imagine ever growing up without having the love of dogs and pets, you know. They love you unconditionally. If you take the word God and you spell it backwards, it spells God and dog and God. I said God backward, God.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, Paula.
We'll go back to that later in the show.
Welcome to
Please.
Palatine.
Also, don't know if you know or not, but Mayor for Life and soon-to-be Wax Dummy, Marion Barry, was on local Fox 5 News today, and Mike, he actually sang.
I look forward to hearing it.
Nice.
Alfonso Schofield Jr. and your father is not that important. I would explain to you later.
Not a joke.
Yeah, about that.
All right.
Yeah. It's not a joke. Here's the deal.
What the hell is he singing?
I don't know.
That doesn't even sound like a real song. Is he making up the lyrics?
I didn't even see it. Here was the deal, though. We had to leave the house very early this morning, and I was walking out. They teased, oh, and don't forget, coming up on Channel 5, Marion Barry, and we're not going to ask him any hard questions. He's going to sing.
Wow. Sing, Mayor Barry.
I called Rob and I said, we're going to be in the car for a couple of hours. You just have to tape Marion Barry singing.
What it is this weekend he is doing a Washington version of the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, good.
God.
It involves, I think,
Alfonso Schofield Jr. and your father. It's not that important. I would explain to you later.
Marion Barry.
Yeah.
Mayor for Life.
It involves a local.
All right.
And local, you know what? A lot of people stink.
Yeah. A local opera singer and I think kids from the Duke Ellington School.
Is that a lyric from Phantom of the Opera?
The Washington perhaps? TZ version of Phantom of the Opera, yes.
But well, we'll be hearing
Alfonso.
We'll be hearing a lot of that today, Mike.
Schofield. Alfonso. Schofield.
Everybody.
Mayor for Life.
Okay.
I explain.
Those are a couple of go-tos. You'll hear those later. Now, something new from our friend the Belcher.
Very good. And you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling because you were talking about going over bridges and being paranoid.
Well, you know, don't have to go over bridges to be paranoid anymore.
I know, but I do.
Present state of affairs is enough to do it.
Old superstition from when I was a kid that if you drive over a bridge, or if you go over railroad tracks, you're supposed to lift your feet off the ground, off the floor of the car. Have you ever heard of that before?
Mm. Well,
it was something we did as kids, but I wonder where a position like that was born.
Yeah, but then you get rear-ended if you lift your feet.
No, well, not when you're driving. I'm talking about being...
If you were a kid again.
If you were a kid again.
Getting in touch with your inner child.
You know, it's good exercise, though.
Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, you could also get your jerk on in the back seat, like Don Geronimo does.
So, let's see. Yeah.
It's that time of night.
Yeah, well, you know, Or
he must have run out of his prescription.
Wow.
I like the delivery there.
He must have run out of his.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Welcome.
I'm on my second beer.
Hi there, Joe.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, and very important in this hot weather. Fellas, here's Rachel Ray to tell you about your nuts.
Oh, thank you. Keep your nuts in the freezer, especially when it's hot outside, because nuts are full of oil, and the oil can spoil, of course.
Right.
Put my nuts into a plastic food storage bag and give them a good whack. Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Take out all your aggression. It's a good time. Remember, guys, especially in the summer, keep your nuts in the freezer to keep the oils from spoiling.
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right. Not here. Not now. Not ever.
Never.
Never.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Looks like baby vomit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Look at the size of his unit.
So hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Hi.
Well, hi, everybody.
Ooh-ah. Howdy, little brains. It's Friday.
Oh, boy.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The phone number is the same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Friday. First call of our big weekend.
I don't know whether that's radio turned up too loud, bad cell phone, caller not paying attention, guy gone. Messing with us. What possibility could it be?
Mike, which of these? Let's try another one. That went so well. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Michael and Rob. OJ is free in America. Leave him alone. This is our Don from San Francisco.
Yeah, I know everybody. Everybody now holding up a sign. It's the guy from Oakland.
The guy. Yeah, we all know that.
Bye!
So that's two for two as far as I'm concerned. The guy from Oakland manages to wait literally for about an hour before the show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
We're doing very well. How about you?
Love you. Love you, Mike. Don.
Yeah.
Don.
You're hot.
You're damn right I am. I'm crotch pot cooking today.
He thinks you're loves hot. Me and thinks you're hot. That's a very interesting combination.
My butt's on fire.
Fire.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me about the condition of Todd Bridges. Perhaps Jeffrey Bridges?
Are those bridges?
That's a good angle. You know what?
I feel like we didn't do our job.
County?
I really, really feel like we didn't do our job. Very, very good.
Or should we wait until they find all the bodies?
Yeah. I'd like to say hi to all our good friends over at Bridges Restaurant.
Hi
Fairfax.
There. Don at Mike Show. Stacy Bridges.
That's still there. Stacy Bridges.
London Bridges. Falling down.
Falling down.
Hello, Don at Mike Show.
Alfonso.
Hello.
How are you?
Alfonso Schofield.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Yes. This is Chris Hansen, and I like rape.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Get out of here.
I like rape.
It's audition Friday.
That's right. I have to call my girlfriend here and have her share something, and you tell me
yes.
if you believe or you don't believe.
Hmm.
Okay?
Whatever it is, I will Cast light on it.
You have to wait.
Shed light on it.
Wait until she tells you. Now, she does have an incredible knack for having things happen to her. Sometimes, not only her. I had the young girl had her tampon fall out a couple of months ago when I was in Starbucks.
I remember that.
Then the two of us were in Starbucks, and she got into the argument with the guy with the Harry Potter book.
Right.
So today, to make a very long story short, we had to go pick my car up from the dealer for service. On the way back home, we lost track of each other, and she called me and she said, I'm going to stop at a Starbucks. I'll see you when I get home.
Oh. Okay, and then something happened to her?
Yes. Let me give her a ringy on the dingy.
While you're doing that, let me simply sing. Alfonso Schofield.
Alfonso Schofield.
God. It's going to be a workhorse,
I swear to God, it is. That's all through the weekend
it's
now.
It's an anthem.
Hello.
Hi there, sweetie pie.
Hi there.
All right, so we're going to play a game right now. Is Jan being honest?
All right.
I believe you. Share your Starbucks story today with everybody else. After we got separated on the way home, and you were in your car, I'm in my car, you go to Starbucks, what happens?
I went to Starbucks to get coffee, and more importantly, because I had to go to the bathroom.
There's a very small bladder. Now, keep in mind, she had just taken a pee when we left the car dealership, 30 minutes earlier.
This morning.
And you even said I have the bladder of a hummingbird. So, too much coffee, not enough food. So, I went into Starbucks. There was a line.
Yeah.
And I went to the bathroom, and because they're the same, the ladies' room was locked, so I went back to the men's room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I opened the door, and the aroma that came and hit me in the face almost knocked me over, but I had to go to the bathroom. So treated it like I was at Redskin Park using one of those porta potties, and they actually smelled better.
Wow.
The lighting was bad, and it was like the fluorescent
light.
Hold on.
She's getting to the crescendo here.
All right.
Yeah. So I walk in, and you can hardly see, but it's just like a nightlight in there, like a flickering light. And I'm like, what is that smell? I thought it was just a poorly cleaned bathroom.
Yes.
And then when I looked down, there were three piles of a man had taken a dump, and he did not. It's not like he was afraid to sit on the seat, and he just missed. It was 3 feet away. It was halfway between where the toilet is and where the sink is, and it was in three different spots.
How you doing?
In a Starbucks.
In a Starbucks.
So now.
Oh God.
So now these things, I mean, crazy things do happen to Janet sometimes. I'm with her for a lot of this. I then said, oh, come on, please. There was like BM on the floor, and she said, yes. She even went.
And then one thing I didn't tell you is at least he had a little bit of sense of being somewhat hypothetic. He used, there was evidence that he tried to clean up any remains that may have dropped out with a paper towel. But that didn't even make the trash can. That was on the floor as well.
Oh, that makes me want to throw up. Yeah. And do you think?
I just want to say, I'm sure it's a very clean Starbucks, notwithstanding.
Normally,
was this
early in the morning?
This was
about 10:30,
between 9:30 and 10.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Yeah.
So I mean, obviously, you like to think early in the morning. Well, what time does Starbucks open? Crack
Seven.
It on.
6:30.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe a street person got in there or did this, but this obviously was a person that maybe had an accident.
You know where the Starbucks was, Mike? It was.
Over. All I want to say, because this is a nice Starbucks. It was in Northern Virginia.
It was in very close to W. Oops, I'm sorry. Crap, I did that. It was very close to WJFK.
I just had to go. I couldn't help myself.
It doesn't sound like an accident. It sounds like maybe somebody was upset and they left that day. You wouldn't leave an accident halfway between the sink and the toilet, I don't think so.
You'd certainly, I mean, a normal person would clean themselves up. You know, we'd clean up the evidence.
Yeah. Either angry or they're tripping. That's my theory.
They're wasted or something like that. Yeah. Or,
hello?
You know, or they're not quite right.
Right. Sorry
right.
about that, honey.
Did you hang up on me?
Oh, no, I hit the wrong button. So when you saw this, when you saw the big piles, you then went and you told the manager?
Well, yeah, I went and I peeked back into to the back room thinking someone might have been doing, like, stocking inventory. There was no one back there. So then I went to the end of the coffee bar where you pick up your specialty drinks.
Right.
And I didn't want to make a big deal about it, like, say, hey, guys, and, you know, announce it to all of the customers. So
no. Well, people waiting
some
for
young
their coffee.
Guy. And he was back there washing dishes, and I got his attention, and I motioned for him to come toward me. And then he's like, can I help you? I said, you really need to follow me. I was like, you don't want anyone else to hear what I have to tell you. And I told him, and I said, you really need to just take care of this right away.
Uh-huh.
And I said, and I suggested, and this is where, you know, your interns think they have it bad. The person who just started there, the rookie, was the one that was selected to clean up the mess.
Of course, right, the Matt the Pollock of that. Sure.
Well, that was nice of you to handle it that way. Yeah. That was nice. And
discreet.
Had you, I didn't want it to get shut down.
But you, had you been in the men's room?
Yeah, what she's saying is that both the men's room and the ladies' room are the same. And if
the
ladies' room is being used,
right,
she would just go in the men's room. So here's my question. I mean, I trust her. She is she's honest as the driven snow. Do you believe this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
do I.
No reason why. Not
so
to.
Do I.
I mean, you know, it's horrible. I mean, hey, Janet, what do you think based on you were there, you saw it. I mean, you know, obviously you're not a crime scene investigator, but what type, do you think this was a person who had an emergency? Do you think this was a disgruntled person?
Like, comparing it to Clink.
That's our German shop.
Right.
If someone who had an emergency, that would be equivalent to a Clink having the sick poops.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This was fully intact.
What she described big, formed logs.
So do you think this was a disgruntled employee or something like that?
You know, I don't know. And I asked the guy, and I said, did you have anyone who may have been a little bit off in here this morning? You know, just a little bit off balance.
Uh-huh.
And he just said, I really can't comment on that.
They probably love.
So that's a yes. So he gave you a yes. He wasn't bright enough to say, yeah, we did.
They probably love the fact that you interrogate them as well as you're standing there.
Well, I'd do the same thing.
Sure.
I would do the, well, of course, I wouldn't be as nice as she is.
No.
And neither would you. You and I would run out of there.
Oh, my God, there's human poop on the floor.
Or you and I would just sneak out, you know, trying to get out of there because not, you know, fearing that people might think it was us.
Well, you know, I did say that. After I brought it to his attention, I said, and by the way, it wasn't me.
Oh. All right.
Something that big and offensive would never come out of my body.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's daisies.
This was a copious amount of...
She described it to me as three gigantic, perfectly formed stools.
Really?
That were on the floor, almost like, as she described it to me originally, almost in a pattern.
Really?
Yeah, and it's pretty. It would be like equivalent to like whenever Damon makes his drop.
That's the boy that doesn't poop.
Like that. Because it's been in there so long.
That's her nephew that doesn't poop. All right, sweetie. Thanks for sharing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for
all
that.
Right, I'll see you tonight, honey.
Something to look forward to for the weekend.
All right, see you later, baby.
Okay, bye.
Right, goodbye.
And a lock on the door, I guess.
What's for dinner?
So you could lock the door and do that and get away with it.
Always happens to her.
Yeah.
I mean, she always goes, she called me, she says, you're not going to believe it. Today, some guy in the parking lot, some guy did this, some guy did, I mean.
Did she end up getting coffee after all?
Oh, yeah, of course. of course, from that Starbucks.
That's sure. Pretty gross.
Did you get a brownie?
Did you get a mocha? Mocha Java.
She is nuts.
Hello. That's nasty.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, let's speak to Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're right here. Yeah.
Say again?
Why did you poop on that floor, sir?
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
I work at a public facility, and women are worse than men as far as stuff like that goes.
How so?
Oh, there's no, there. I can testify to that. That's the absolute, that's the God's honest truth.
I have to have an example.
The example is that it's just true.
Okay.
I mean, if you consider public restrooms and women compared to men,
right,
there is no question.
I've been
question.
Working at a public facility for 30 years, and women are pigs.
What have you encountered, sir? What have you found? What have you discovered?
You name it.
Well, no, you name it.
I found it. Dirty Kotex, piles on the floor.
There's more going on. You got to realize the fact of it is there's more going on in a women's room.
Sure. I understand that.
It's what's inherently great about being a man. It's not a production to go to the bathroom.
That's why we
can go outside.
Yeah.
The way outside.
There is a lot. There are a lot more paper products used in a ladies' room.
Yes.
There's a lot more going on down there. You're absolutely right. You just articulated. I forgot exactly how you said it. We just don't. We're in and out. It's just bingo.
What
it's over.
Do? Drop pants.
Yeah,
go.
Right.
That's it.
And rarely, especially in a public place, you know, guys are like everybody else. They don't want to, necessarily drop the kids off at the pool if they don't have to. So right. It's usually just numero uno, right? Mm-hmm.
And if it's number two, you do that thing where you actually, it's good for your quads,
it
I
is.
Guess. That
it
you,
is.
You do that thing where you don't quite let your ass go on the seat.
I sit on the seat.
Squat above it.
Yeah. I sit on the seat. Yeah, but I do a full cleaning of the seat before I sit on the seat.
That's gross.
That's what I do.
Cleaning though. The seat is gross because yeah. Just to clean the seat means you're going to get all those creeping cruds.
You carry gloves for
that? No, I just keep the paper between me. I get a huge roll, and then I clean the seat, and then I sit.
What about those?
Probably a lot of people do it like that.
Yeah, I expect so.
Those big-ass, gross, like shaped like horseshoe things that you pull out to put on
useless.
To put on the toilet seat?
I've never used those in my life. I feel they're completely unnecessary.
Those are made out of the same worthless material that they put when you go to a doctor's office when they want you to lay on the table.
That's right. Same stuff.
And they put you on that. They put you on that paper that's guaranteed to break.
Mm-hmm. And similar to the paper that you'll find on a dry cleaner's hanger.
Yeah,
similar to that kind of paper. It's this. It's conspiracy paper.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Any idea where Marion Barry was when this happened?
Alfonso
singing.
Schofield.
He was singing.
He does sing like he talks, though.
Alfonso.
Don and Mike Show.
How's it going, guys?
All right, my friend.
We are here doing the show.
What's up?
I was in a high school one day, and my buddies and I were roaming the halls, and it looked like some guy's back blew out all over the wall of the bathroom there.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't understand how something like that would happen until about a year ago. I was had to go. And
you know,
I
maybe you should have spent a few more days in the class and not wandering the hallways, really.
Oh, please.
When you say the guy's back blew out.
Like, I feel like I'm listening to the audio version of the latest Harry Potter book.
Okay, Garrison Keillor, go ahead.
And
read on.
I turned around and looked, and it looked as if my back had blown out. I don't know how it happened.
I like back has blown out. I'm picturing something like out of a horror movie, like Alien, where you see spinal cord.
Right, like
he's not articulating it properly.
Crap coming out of the back.
Yeah, we understand.
Sap coming out of your back.
I mean, I don't know how that happened.
Hold on, you had like pus. You had like pus coming out of your back.
I think he wants to say backside.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to say. He's saying it exploded.
Splatter.
Oh, you're
like explosive number.
Your ass exploded. Is that what you're saying?
No, well, yeah, of course, but I mean, how in the world does it get on the wall?
Good.
You know what? I could see it. It can happen.
You know what that is? That's you not getting down in time. That's you
exactly
not.
Right.
That's you not making the air seal.
Mm-hmm. I still consider it an eighth wonder of the world.
Bye. Him,
it's a beautiful.
Ladies
thing.
And gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Just Educated Enough.
There you go. Or not educated enough.
Uh-huh. Not educated enough.
We got to do this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.